Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff.
Previously on My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Big Titties Matilda at head office.
Trade union boss Andy Milston. Huh?
Belinda moved her legs apart and quietly hitched her skirt upwards, making sure Andy could see directly in it.
In it. Look at it.
Look it in the eye.
What magnificently well-formed titties you have, Belinda.
Stop saying titties, Andy. It's not the 1950s.
He took them firmly in both of his hands and felt their dead weight.
Dead weight.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, episode 10. How are you, Alice Levine?
I am well. How are you, Jamie Morton?
I'm really good. Thanks for asking. James, how are you?
I've had better days.
Oh.
I need a pick-me-up.
You did one of your mum's classic phrases, not today of all days, earlier on, which means you're at a low ebb.
Yeah, my mum loves that phrase. Even when it's not a special day in any way at all, she'll always be like, not today of all days. I'm like, Mum, it's a Wednesday. What's the issue? But I'm all right, because I'm here and I'm excited to hear porn.
I was going to say, you're about to go into Ken Jewsbury's cellar. How can you not be excited by that?
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
There is the door, if anyone would like to utilise it.
Can we leave it open? Can we leave it ajar? Because... I might need to run out at any point.
Yeah.
Unlike the people that live in Ken Jewsbury's cellar. Unfortunately, they cannot run out or see daylight.
Do you think there'll be like a little family in there
that really...
he feeds with like stale bread and soup?
That would be a dark turn for even Rocky, which he'd then, the next chapter, just be like, but they walked out. It turns out the door wasn't locked, but it was absolutely fine.
But he'd just think that was like Downton or something. That's just the servants' quarters.
Like upstairs, downstairs.
Exactly.
Like
they're literally downstairs in the cellar with no light.
That concerns me that he doesn't know the difference.
My worry is it's a sex cellar. It's like a dungeon.
Oh.
That's my worry.
Well, that would be the logical thing to assume.
Why are they always cellars, dungeons? Why is it never like a kind of like nice
like
bay-fronted dungeon?
An open-plan dungeon.
Yeah.
With a through lounge and patio doors.
Exactly. Yeah, lovely French doors. That'd be nice for a dungeon, wouldn't it?
Well, because you always want them hidden out of the way. You don't generally want people seeing your sex apparatus.
Well, it's only going to be viewed as seedy if you're going to hide it.
Or hearing the screams.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, but you can't be
the
in the
sexual screams.
Yes, that's why I said, oh, Lord.
But you can't be, like, in the lounge with the fucking sex swing and be like, sorry, Mum, just mind my...
Well, first of all, move out before you decide to get a sex dungeon. Oh, God, we're not going to find out that the basement's like a granny annex for Ken Dewsbury's mum, are we?
Now we know why she says, not today of all days, James, get off that sex swing.
I love the idea that he's like, budge up, Mum, I'm trying to construct the sex swing.
Getting it ready for tonight.
Got an Allen key, Mum. No?
Bloody flat pack.
IKEA does a lovely range, actually.
For all budgets.
Have you seen, though, IKEA's Belinda yes. Blinked inspired, I'm thinking that they're inspired, range of pots, pans, yes. Bowls.
What? It's called, there's a range at IKEA called Blander Blank.
Yeah.
And it's pots and pans and all sorts, and it's called Blander Blank.
Wait a sec, surely we get some kind of royalties
for that. It's outrageous, isn't it?
We want prenup.
I'm actually really annoyed about that.
My dad's livid.
Oh, do you know what? He will be investigating IP law right now.
Oh my God, honestly.
Search history. Love eggs, IP law.
Did I invent the love egg?
Maybe Blander Blank was what he actually typed into Word at first and it like auto-corrected it to Belinda Blinked and that was what we ended up
with. To be fair, sometimes it still says Blander Blank, so...
You've been reading ahead, Alice. Are we ready to kind of venture down there then?
Where? What?
Down there to the sex dungeon of Ken Dewsbury.
I think I need a headlight. and a high-vis jacket.
And the Marauder's map.
Oh, and God. I need a strong drink.
We're going underground. Belinda Blink 3, Chapter 10, Ken Dewsbury's Cellar. The cellar door scraped open noisily as Ken ushered Belinda into his spare basement flat.
Spare?
He's a landlord.
He's letting us stay there for the night. We needn't have been worried.
But wait, what do you mean? No one's got a spare flat.
He does, clearly.
In Leeds, they do.
What do you mean, in Leeds, they do? What do you mean?
Well, like, Leeds just has loads of flats. Like, loads
this is like a sweeping generalisation. What, everyone in Leeds has got a spare flat?
Well, look, there's just a lot of flats in Leeds, and maybe he just hasn't managed to rent it out recently.
Oh, I wonder why. If he can't rent out to the Leeds students, there's something really wrong with that cellar. Sorry, it's not the Ritz, boss. Ugh. But it's got a shower and drinks. So you should be fine.
Oh, all of my tick boxes have been satisfied then.
Can I get clean and blind drunk so I can forget I'm in this cellar with no windows?
And then get clean again.
Yeah.
Belinda looked around. There was a widescreen, fairly newish TV, two sofas, a table and matching chairs, and a well-used dartboard.
A used dartboard!
It's like a student flat. It's a total student flat.
It's a lot of furniture as well for what I imagine is quite a small room. I don't know why. But a large TV.
Newish.
Newish.
Also, what's with the dartboard?
I mean, I'm imagining that's just one of Dad's classic, what do Yorkshiremen like to do? Play darts down the pub or in their cellar.
Is not wrong.
Or in their spare basement flat.
The idea that it's spare. Really, that really grates on me.
2 ohms, Ken.
I know, someone's doing all right for themselves.
The low ceiling.
Oh, lovely.
Made it look more cramped than it was.
Oh,
Sell it, Rocky.
The fact that her head was at an angle made it feel less comfortable than it was.
A male domain, she guessed.
Oh, sure, because of the double sofa, dartboard setup.
Widescreen, newish TV, you know the kind.
Lads will be lads.
A male domain, she guessed. Perhaps Ken's knocking shop on a good day.
Knocking shop?
Yeah.
What, he's a separate flat to have sex with women and play darts.
What a combo.
You can wash and you can drink.
Knocking shop, that's a bit grim.
What is a knocking shop? Is that a brothel?
I think it is like an old... Is it an old word for brothel?
Yeah, I think so.
If we weren't in Ken Dewsbury's cellar, we could all Google it, but unfortunately we're underground.
Oh, yeah, we are today.
Oh, yeah, that's fitting.
We're literally without any windows or connection to the internet. So usually I presume a knocking shop is a one-stop shop, quite literally. Whereas he's like, I'll just centralise it all in my own spare flat.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, fine.
Mind you, it didn't say much for the standard of bird he attracted if this was where it all happened.
What's happened in this chapter? Why does she sound like this?
Why has she gone to such a lad? Birds.
But like a ye olde lad.
Unless he actually means birds. He keeps birds in there.
Oh, maybe. Like Kez.
Like a pigeon shed. Yeah, a pigeon shed.
Ken led Belinda through to the bathroom area.
The bathroom.
In the corner was a well-used toilet.
Used!
Well-used.
Also, no, hang on. Bathroom area suggests that it's not...
Demarcated.
Off. It's just like a bit of... It's like a wet room. A bit of the room.
In the corner was a well-used toilet.
In the corner. That sounds like prison, doesn't it?
A grotty, dirty plastic shower cubicle.
Oh, God.
And a sink.
No wonder he can't find anyone to rent it. Jesus.
This is like a crack den.
It is a bit, isn't it?
Oh, what does well-used toilet mean, though?
How would you know? At just a glance, how would you know how well-used it was?
I imagine it's like stains from over the years.
If walls or basins could talk.
If this seat could tell stories.
A strong smell of permanent rising damp was probably the clue as to why it wasn't rented out.
This place sounds fucking awful.
To be fair, it sounds like somewhere you lived when you were in Leeds.
Yeah, yours wasn't true.
You lived
place.
In some right shells.
Yeah, I once lived with 8 people in one flat, and it was hell. I was by the front door, and they'd come...
Hanging out of it most nights.
Quick escape.
They'd come in at like 5 in the morning, bang the front door and start playing techno music, but the straw that broke the camel's
techno
back.
Techno music? Was you at just university in Frankfurt?
Heavy vibe music, sorry. The straw that broke the camel's back was one day I came down to the fridge to get my cheese, to make a cheese sandwich.
Oh, God, I know where this is going.
Yeah.
And took my cheese out and there was a massive bite mark. out of my cheese. So I was marching around the house going, who bit my cheese? Who my cheese? Turns out it was this girl. But I was so mad because it just felt so disrespectful.
Yeah, you don't just bite someone's cheese.
You do not bite someone's cheese and not expect consequences.
I mean, I feel like you bite someone's cheese, but you like take them out for dinner first, you know?
We all lived with kind of horrors when we were at university on a varying sliding scale.
What did you have to deal with?
My parents gave us a fridge freezer because there were six of us in the flat.
It's a very generous gift.
Yeah, isn't it? To use for like drinks and
chest
stuff.
Chest freezer or just a regular swing door?
Regular swing door. One of each. One for the freezer, one for the fridge. And I went down to London to visit some friends one weekend. And when I came back, this girl that I lived with, they'd put it in a skip.
What? On her own?
No, she'd enlisted the girl on wheels from down the road. Not actually on wheels. We used to just call her that because she was like a German U-boat. She'd suddenly be by your side at a party. You're like, how did you get here? You're kind of heavy set.
I know just the one you mean. I'd forgotten about her.
Yeah.
So wait, as a vendetta against you,
yeah,
she removed your ability to chill things. I mean, that's dark.
Honestly, Rocky was furious. To this day, he hates her.
Was it new, the fridge freezer?
It wasn't new, but it was perfectly
well
workable.
Used.
It was a well-used fridge freezer, Alice.
But why... Why did she chuck it away? Was it like in her way? Or
no,
just
she just
like,
hated me.
Jamie stored it in a bedroom.
But, you know, Studentville.
I lived with nice people. Oh, I know who you're going to say.
My favourite.
She was crackers.
She was absolutely bonkers. She didn't know that carrot didn't come cubed.
Didn't she used to call things funny food?
Yeah, so a lot of stuff she considered funny food. And because obviously I was having sort of like mackerel pate on the daily, she thought everything I ate was funny food. But, she loved potatoes in every form.
Yeah.
So often on a plate, in her words, she'd have like potato smileys, your potato waffles, you'd have your mash, you'd have your...
God.
You know the ones where they like scoop the inside? Oh, the skins. It's just like potato skins that you can buy and they've like impregnated them with something.
All in one meal?
Oh, that was just the plate. It was just totally beige. And she smoked, I would say, between 100 and 150,000 cigarettes a day. Her room... Honestly.
Oh, my God.
It was like an experiment. How she was still alive, I don't know.
Starch and smoke.
Oh, she looked an absolute treat. I mean, I won't name names, but Maggie, I hope you're okay. She's not. She'll be dead. That's a lot of cigarettes.
She'll have choked on a potato skin.
They're so soft. None of it needed chewing. She'll be fine.
She was carb loading long before it was a thing.
God, how did we get through those times?
Thank God we found each other, guys.
Seriously.
Seriously. Thank God.
You can get showered in your own time, Ken grunted and left the room without closing the door.
Bye, Ken. Rude.
Can you imagine him being your landlord?
Honestly.
He would so turn up unannounced because, you know, they're supposed to give you like 24 hours notice.
Yeah.
Or he would just, you'd just hit the key in the door, wouldn't you?
Yeah. And you'd report a problem, be like, Ken, like the wall's fallen down. He'd be like, fix it yourself, you bastard.
On your own time.
Thought Belinda. He's going to have a peaky pie, probably.
Peaky pie? Literally, what has gone on with her vocabulary? He's going to have a little peaky pie.
He's going to have a peaky pie, probably. Don't know why. He's seen all I've got already, and many times at that.
Has he?
Yeah, like the Pentra.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Also 2 hours ago at the distribution centre.
Oh, yeah,
everybody
true.
Did.
Next door. Oh, Ken.
What?
Ken opened a hidden cupboard.
Oh.
Of course he did.
And switched on his video recording gear.
For the bathroom? What a pervert.
He's a voyeur. He's like Alphonse.
He's more than a bloody voyeur.
He'd spent thousands on it.
Thousands? What's he got, a fucking gallery? Cut to camera two.
Go to jib shop.
Okay, we're going in wide on Belinda's vagina. Wide on Belinda's vagina.
Medium close-up, please. Has he got loads of people in there ready?
A floor manager.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And in 5, 4.
Quiet on set, please. Quiet on set.
So this is why the flat's in disrepair. He spent all of his money on this secret recording studio.
Right. He'd spent thousands on it. And diligently he checked all the feeds.
All feeds? The feeds?
How big is the flat?
Well... 6 from the bathroom.
6? What are you talking about?
10 from the lounge.
10?
8 from the bedroom.
10 from the lounge, about 8 on the dartboard.
If he ever got her that far.
It's like a Big Brother house.
It's the Big Brother house.
Wait, if he ever got her that far, so this is just for Belinda. So this isn't like if he ever got them that far. Yeah. This is all for Belinda.
He's been planning this for months.
That's So gross.
Did he create the whole Barney with the distribution centre just so he could get her up to Yorkshire?
No.
Yeah, he's mental.
He'd ensured all possible angles were covered and dreamt of reenacting many porno versions of his favourite TV shows. Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad, and Dinner Ladies.
No, it does not say that.
That's my dad's favourite TV show.
Oh, my God.
Dinner Ladies?
Yeah.
A sitcom about old ladies that work in a canteen.
Victoria Wood.
International listeners might not realise how inappropriate that is as an inspiration for porn.
And also, Game of Thrones basically is porn.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's ready to go.
And also, how is he going to recreate Game of Thrones in his fucking shitty little flat?
Isn't it going to be a bloodbath?
Breaking Bad is more appropriate.
Didn't someone get melted down in a bath with acid? What, has Rocky seen any of these shows?
Probably not, you know. He probably just knows what's popular.
I feel like he's heard people chat about both of those
shows. He's heard of Game of Thrones. He's heard of Breaking Bad. He loves Dinner Ladies, so assumes it's just as popular.
Yeah, they were when he wrote these books, they must have been like at their absolute height of popularity.
Oh my God, yeah. That makes sense.
He definitely hasn't seen them, which I love. I love that he's just throwing it in.
Belinda was, however, no slouch and had already clocked the multicoloured AV wires crudely stapled to the walls.
What a sleuth. She's cracked the case.
How she loved a performance. And a performance was what she was going to give her regional sales manager, Yorkshire.
Comma Yorkshire.
Semicolon.
Doesn't make sense. Love
Doesn't
that.
Doesn't make sense.
Any towels, Ken? Belinda shouted dramatically from the shower.
She's going to do some sort of flannel dance.
She's going to turn it into a swan like they do on all-inclusive holidays and leave it on the bed. Yeah.
Also, Belinda shouted dramatically. She's that Rada or something.
Wouldn't that be more like, any towels?
Any towels? Ken!
Fetch the towels!
Towels? God, Belinda, I'm sorry. I took the last ones home for washing and I haven't replaced them yet. Oh,
Ken.
Well, he's done it on purpose, hasn't he? So there's nowhere to hide.
Didn't expect to be using this place this week, you see.
Bullshit. Fucking shit.
This has been months in the planning.
This is a full shiny floor Saturday night TV show.
Ant and Deco about to jump out of the cabinet.
This is fun for all the family. Don't tell me you weren't planning it.
Belinda rolled her eyes and didn't for 1 minute believe him.
I'm with Belinda.
And shrugged her swinging tits at the creaking camera, blinking above Ken's head.
The cameras are blinking.
Oh, that's new.
Imagery.
So she's swinging her tits at the cameras.
Above Ken's head.
Okay.
Why are they all like,
hang on,
GoPros?
Is he in the room?
Yeah.
Because of the towels.
So she's taller than him.
But when you say swinging, do you mean like in a sort of...
I think she's like shaking her kind of, you know, her torso like that.
But she's doing it at the cameras, but isn't she doing it at him?
But I think that she is performing to the cameras.
Right.
I think she thinks she's some sort of dramatic actress.
I don't care what she thinks she is.
What does it say? She swung her boobs above his head.
At the creaking camera blinking above Ken's head.
Sorry, the camera's creaking. This setup is fucking ridiculous. You can see the wires. It's creaking. Get some WD-40 on that. And he spent thousands on it. Now I feel sorry for him. Now I feel like he's been taken for a fool. They saw him coming in Dixon's, didn't they?
I don't think they provide the service in Dixon's.
Yeah, sorry, Dixon's.
I think this is a very much black market scheme.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp.
I know I ask you both this all the time, but how's your social battery?
Oh my God, you won't stop banging on about our social
very,
batteries.
Very, very depleted, actually. How about you? Yeah, I think so. A bit. I've recently come back from holiday, which I know that's supposed to be really like energising, but I feel a bit kind of post-holiday blues, like a bit, maybe, I don't know, just a bit down.
On holiday, it's really nice being surrounded by people, but I think what I always forget is that I really need time on my own.
Yes.
So it can actually be exhausting to be on and be in other people's company and, you know, be doing that kind of cooperative group thing where you're considering everybody's like needs and wants. That can be really flat out knackering.
100%. And I kind of realized halfway through, I'm not used to this level of kind of intensity. And it's like, yeah, I did find myself kind of squirreling myself away for quite prolonged periods.
Nothing better than slamming that door shut and locking it and not letting anyone in. But it can be hard to find the right amount of socializing for you, depending what type of person you are. Maybe you thrive around people, maybe you need some more alone time. And therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your social battery.
Yeah, therapy can be good for establishing those boundaries, learning coping skills, learning to say no when maybe that's the best thing for you. And that's a kind of form of self-care. So therapy can kind of provide you with that toolkit that becomes really useful, particularly in times of busyness.
Yeah. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mydad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mydad.
Oh, you'll have to rub me dry with your bare hands, Ken.
Famously doesn't dry you, but you can try.
Whatever you say, boss. I'll get the wine.
What? No, dry me with your hands, you idiot.
I mean, he did promise her drinks.
What? Oh, my God. This chapter is erratic at best. What is happening?
Even for Dad, this is...
Yeah.
We've talked about...
Terrible. Like, terrible.
Yeah. We've gone from towels to wine via cameras, all in one sentence.
And also some, like, family sitcoms that haven't been on TV for 15 years.
Belinda finished showering and shook as much water off herself as she could.
Like a dog.
She sauntered, bald naked and bold as brass.
Like bald melon, she was bold as a coot.
And she summoned a bald eagle.
Now that's alliteration. That's quite good.
Sure.
She sauntered.
Yeah.
Bald naked and bold as brass. I'm clutching at straws here, guys.
Bald and naked. I know he said it before, but brilliant.
Bald, naked and bold as brass, threw to the lounge and smiled at Ken.
Oh, God.
No need for those cameras.
Cue camera 13.
Ken handed Belinda her wine and pointed for her to sit on the table.
On the table. There's two sofas.
Two sofas, matching chairs.
He pulled the chairs away.
Oh,
what the hell is going on? Ken Dewsbury's fucking weird.
Is this a cry for help, this chapter? I feel like if you rearranged the paragraph, it would say something like...
You read it backwards.
Yeah, I don't want to write these books anymore.
But what I like is that at least he's kind of remembering it's a porno again. Like there was a time earlier on in this book when there was no sex at all. Whereas now I feel like at least he's back on the, oh yeah, this is supposed to be erotic. This is supposed to be kind of kinky and sexy and dirty. I mean, it's obviously only two of those things. Belinda took a quaff of the cold wine.
Quaff.
Like a massive quaff. You know, she's like down the glass.
Is that even quaff me? Oh, yeah, to quaff. But I don't think... Can you take a quaff? I'm not sure it's a measure. Was it a shot? No, it was merely a quaff.
Belinda took a quaff of the cold wine. And whilst not the same quality as a Chilean Chardonnay, it would do the job. She leaned back, resting on one hand propped behind her, opened her legs wide and relaxed on the wooden table, watching the shower water dripping from her hair and Ken eagerly observing her partially opened labial lids.
Partially opened. It's a soft launch.
Her lids are in beta.
Let's get you dried off before you catch your death at cold.
Oh, he's a horrible combination of like fatherly, sort of like grandfatherly, because he's got this horrible old way about him. Oh. Like a sort of like busybody neighbour. Like there's like nothing sexy about him.
There is nothing appealing about Ken Dewsbury, is there? Even his name.
Are we supposed to think that she's into him?
Of course she's into him. She's Belinda.
She's not. She's... I feel like she's...
She's confused.
She's confused. You know, she has to show all her regional sales managers equal love.
Right, this yeah.
Is, I feel like she's going to... Has she been with every regional sales manager now? Des Martin.
Has she been with him?
Not
she,
kind of. He dribbled on her breast.
Sucked her boobs, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you count that as being with someone.
Well, if you don't, a lot of listeners are going to have to reassess their romantic status.
Patrick O'Hamlin, no.
No.
Dave Wilcox?
No.
So Ken's the... second of four.
And what about Jim Thompson?
Jim Thompson, I feel, isn't a real RSM, no. So maybe doesn't get the exact same treatment sure. as the boys.
Do you think they're all Horcruxes and she has to shag them all and then she, like, gets a promotion?
Oh, like, yeah. I mean, I'd like to think that these books are that deep, but I don't think so. Let's get you dried off before you catch your death at cold.
I'm picturing his hands like massive Brillo pads.
Massive hands.
Do you think? I think massive hands. Yeah. Big thumbs.
Said Ken in a husky voice, taking her wine from her. Belinda thought, he's excited. I think I'm going to get my first penetration of the day after all. What a relief.
Also, first penetration of the day.
Get your measures in check.
Honestly.
I mean.
Yeah. And also, wasn't she just in Brussels? Have a night off.
Of the day. You're so right, James. Of the day.
Ken started to rub his hands over Belinda's breasts, stomach and thighs.
Oh, sure.
Doing his unsuccessful best to dry her off with a few spare pieces of paper.
Paper?
Well, like A4 paper.
He's resourceful. That's good.
Can he not just use what he's wearing?
Yeah, like his cardigan. I imagine he's got a cardigan
on. Oh, he's definitely wearing a cardi.
He then turned her over on the table and repeated the technique on her back, ass and legs, pushing her legs wide apart as he did. He changed tactics when he reached her feet and started...
Because he sliced up her toes with all those paper cuts.
And started to suck her big toes. Mm.
I don't get this. And I know it's like horses for courses and you're into whatever you're into. But big toes.
And foot fetishes in
yeah,
general.
Yeah, I don't even think it's like gross because it's kinky. I just I just think because they're like, they're horrid, aren't they, feet?
The worst part of anyone's body.
And big toes are so odd. And so often people don't like cut their toenails.
Oh,
and like,
no. Belinda cuts her toenails. Give her something.
Athlete's foot.
Ingrown toenails.
And like the bits on the side of the nail, you know, where you can gouge out like the what? Gathering.
What?
Excuse me?
Like
gouge out the gathering.
All right, Rocky.
You need a pedicure now.
No, but that's what I mean. When you like give yourself a pedicure or somebody gives you a pedicure, they do the scraper under the nail and it takes out stuff that's gathered there. But if you're sucking a big toe, that's going to excavate that.
Don't. Also, has he got them both in his mouth at the same time?
It's good, Belinda.
But do you suck them? Do you chew them? What do you do?
I don't know.
What's good? Like, who's it good for? Is it good for the person whose tootsies they are?
I think, yeah, it must be better for the person receiving the suckage than the one
just... Than the one who's sucking on the toes. God, you'd have to brush your teeth after that, wouldn't you?
Well, your feet are the workhorses of your body. You know, they take the brunt of your life, don't they?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I feel like people suck other stuff that is kind of maybe a little bit more.
Do they, Alice?
I don't know. I feel like people put stuff in their mouths that you don't know where it's been. And like most of the time, you know that a big toe's been in a shoe.
Belinda murmured some words in excitement. Her big toes were one of her best erogenous zones.
Oh, she likes it.
And she was quickly under Ken's crafty but artful control.
Oh, because he knows what he's doing in this department. This is not his first time at the Footsie Tootsie Rodeo.
And also, Belinda murmured some words in excitement.
Some words. Some words.
We're never told what words
just
they
that.
Are.
Some words. Some words.
Clean your bathroom. Clean your bathroom. Why have you got so many cameras?
Ken started to strip off his business suit, shirt, tie and trousers, still sucking Belinda's big toes.
Kept them in the mouth as he was getting undressed.
It's not the first time that's happened, though, is it? They're quite nifty in these books about manoeuvring certain things in and out of their mouths while they shimmy out of things.
And also, I guess you don't want to ruin the moment. If she's under his crafty but artful control, it's, you know, you don't want to ruin that.
True, true.
Soon he too was naked.
That's what happens when you take your clothes off.
If we've learnt one thing from these books.
Belinda turned round on the table and studied him. He was massive in the cock area.
Oh.
Was he? Well endowed.
And the cock area is very near the bathroom area, right?
She'd have to remember to call him Big Ken from now on.
Mm, we're going to need a wide angle. Get it all in.
CinemaScope.
Panorama, please.
It's now in Technicolor.
God, HD is going to be petrifying, isn't it?
Ken's tongue moved its way inexorably up Belinda's body.
What, from the toes?
Via the ankle, up the calf.
That's quite a lot of distance.
That is. That's a dry tongue he's got
there.
Yeah,
sometimes you have moistened on along the way.
Needs to be watered en route.
That'd have all these little mouth spritzes.
Ken's tongue moved its way inexorably up Belinda's body until he reached her clitoris.
Oh, so like halfway up, really, from toe to clit.
There.
It rested.
He paused.
Yes, I thought so.
For a few minutes.
A few minutes. Just lay in slumber.
Giving her a proper doing.
Oh. A proper doing.
I'm going to give you a proper doing. I just want 2 minutes rest.
My tongue's a bit dry, but well, I'll give you a proper doing.
Honestly, I was like, I've got a stitch in my tongue. I didn't know that was a thing. And then I'll give you a proper fucking doing, all right?
Who said romance was dead?
A proper doing. Oh.
Put that in a Valentine's card.
Fuck me.
There, he paused for a few minutes, giving her a proper doing.
Oh, God.
And then moved on to her tits and nipples.
Oh, my God. Honestly, that really did just, like, churn my stomach.
Belinda screamed in anticipation.
Oh, God.
Fuck me, Ken. Just fuck me. I need it so, so badly.
Oh, God.
Chill out, Belinda.
I've been a good girl all day.
Ew.
And that twat of a TGWU union man just wouldn't release me.
What's happening?
Oh. My orgasm is still building and building. Please, Ken, just fuck me. Do it now.
Wait, is this now some kind of, like, self-meditation tape?
I'm trying to really make it less disgusting. Like, my dad wrote that.
You're trying to cope with it.
I'm trying to just, like...
Well, now's not the time for that. We need the voice and we need the drama, please.
It's too real.
So what was it? It's fuck me, what was it?
fuck me, harder, love you, penetrate me.
Oh.
Go on, fuck me. Go from fuck me, fuck me.
It's fuck me, Ken. Just fuck me.
Oh, God, it's so disconcerting that that's my dad's name.
Oh, my God.
Fuck me, Ken. Just fuck me. I need it so, so badly.
It sounds like a song. Fuck me, Ken. Just fuck me. I need it so, so badly.
I feel like it's a really saucy country song.
Fuck me again, just fuck me. I need it so, so badly.
Miley Cyrus would sing it.
I've been a good girl all day. That twat of a TGWU union man wouldn't release me. My orgasm is still building and building.
This is it's like a haiku or a poem or something.
Please, Ken, just fuck me. Do it now.
No.
This is kind of like, that's almost like the bridge. Or what did George Ezra say? The pre-chorus.
That's the pre-chorus. Right, okay. Anyone who can write songs, put that to music, please. It'd be lovely to hear your interpretation
fuck
of...
Fuck me, Ken, just fuck me.
I need it now so badly. I've been a good old day. That's the really difficult bit. And then it goes into...
Yeah, if you can get the TGWC union guy in.
My orgasm is still building and building.
I feel like that would go to fade. So it'd be like, I'm building.
Repeat,
I'm
yeah.
I'm building. Please, Ken, just fuck me.
Do it now.
It needs some work. But yeah, I mean, I think potentially with my vocal and somebody writing and producing it. Why are you laughing?
No, but yeah, seriously, if someone wants to put that to music, we'd welcome it. I want to hear it.
Ken did his powerful best. His penis penetrated her in one fluid movement.
One? He gets one pump.
Releasing Belinda's snowballing orgasm.
Oh. Well,
that's quite good.
Is it?
For dad. Everything is caveated with for dad.
So is she saying that he did like one thrust and that was enough for her or that was enough for him? Because if it's enough for him, what a fucking anticlimax.
What, he one in and then came?
Yeah, one push in. That's it.
Oh, no. I think, no. As much as I'd like that to be true. Belinda locked her legs around the table's legs.
What? Legs?
A lot of legs going around in this chapter. Belinda locked her legs around the table's legs and held on for grim death.
For grim death?
Isn't it dear life? I say for grim death.
Also, what's going to happen? That she needs to be thinking about grim death.
Ken pounded her hard. Belinda screamed.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
It's the next verse. Harder. Harder. Don't stop now. Keep going. I need a bigger orgasm. Harder. Harder.
I'm not going to lie, the dialogue is patchy.
Lyric, please. They orgasmed together.
Oh, that's
he loves
nice.
It when that happens. That's his favourite thing.
Ken fell on top of her.
Broke the table.
And suffocated her to grim death.
But it's all on camera, so it's fine.
And sucked her nipples till they were totally overextended.
Totally. You've overextended yourself there, love.
Those nipples are overextended.
And by overextended, you mean like won't go back in again? You know, like when you pull a slinky too hard.
Oh, yeah, and it won't retract. Yeah. Oh, no.
Hope you're not back up to see the region for a month or so, said rude. Ken. I'll need some time to recover.
Oh, because it was such a great little pump, yeah.
Belinda smiled and thought, Big Ken, you're a good un.
Oh,
she didn't say it like that. Big Ken,
you're a good un. And that is the end of the chapter.
What a weird time we just had.
Odd. Very odd.
So what was the point of the cameras?
Well, they were on. They were recording all that.
Were they?
I don't know. Did you press record?
I don't think they're going to press record.
Can you imagine? Oh, no, I forgot to do this.
I always forget to press record. I feel like sales of basements could go through the roof now that people realise the potential.
Oh, honestly, like, get them converted, because who knows what you could do.
Or don't
with them.
Convert them. That doesn't sound converted. That just sounds like a genuine hovel.
Just find a well-used toilet and put it on the market.
And get a dartboard in there. Jobs are good.
So will we be there next chapter?
We have now left Yorkshire.
Oh, sure. Not just the flat, but Yorkshire.
I think I speak for everyone when I say good.
Because I know what happens in the next chapter.
What How do you mean? Know?
Because it's called Cock a Doodle Flew.
Shut up.
What does that even mean?
It's Giselle's hen do.
No!
What? Oh!
Get your sashes ready. Get your cock straws.
I am so excited.
I want you two dressed up for the next record, okay?
Oh, my God. Shall we? Should we get in hen do gear?
So keen.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
I know.
Stop it.
I know.
What could possibly happen on that hen do that could be any worse than what's happened so far?
It's going to be disgusting. I can't wait.
Yeah. You got to come back next week.
I feel like this is going to be a major event in the Belinda Blinked world.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you're listening next Monday and you're going to be on Giselle's hen do with us, maybe we should have a kind of if you know, you know thing.
Oh,
so if you're on your commute and you're trying to identify if other people are on Giselle's hen do, maybe we should all wear a little L plate. You know how hens always wear those?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
So just like make a little one, a little
concealed
learner plate.
Concealed about your person somewhere.
Exactly. Just like pin it on your jumper, on your coat, whatever.
And you'll know, be able to see other blinkers.
Exactly. So little red L, little white square, wherever you think is discreet enough to place it.
And also be totally drunk when on your commute so people can see that you're
If you know,
do.
You know.
If you know, you know.
And we should also say a hen party is a bachelorette party for everybody in Yankville. There you go.
Thanks.
Got everyone covered there. In the meantime, do get in touch with us on Twitter at dadwroteaporno.
We're on Instagram at mydadwrotea.
And you can email us if you want. It is mydadwroteaporno@gmail.com.
There's also a few tickets left for our Australian tour. It's coming very, very soon.
Very soon.
Some are sold out and some are close to selling out. So if you go to mydadwroteaporno.com now, you can get your tickets before they all go. And we're doing other live dates around the world. They're all on the website.
They are indeed.
And if you like your T-shirts, your mugs, your postcards,
your
mouse
tote bags.
We should definitely do mouse bags. Then you can go check out our selection of merchandise. Just go onto our website and there's a link to it all there.
All together now.
Fuck me, Ken, just fuck me. I need it so, so badly.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.